Well, hello everyone. We are here on our very first ever podcast talking about technology. I am your host Vugani, speaking to you today. I'm a self-proclaimed technology super fan. I really love technology. In fact, I went to school to learn about IT and business. This podcast is to help really broaden minds of anyone out there who wants to know more about technology and the cool and fun things we can do with it. Without further ado, let's get into it. Today we are talking about, wait for it, internet. We are talking about the internet. We are talking about what it is, what it is made of, what does it do, what can you do with the internet, why are people flocking into the internet, what are they talking about when they talk about the fourth industrial revolution. Yeah, all those things are basically the impact that internet has in our lives today, and how you can actually use it to have a positive outcome in your life. So yeah, that is what we are talking about today. So basically we'll be talking about what is a network, how does it become the internet work, get it, difference between a server and a client, World Wide Web, and the cool things and possibilities it possesses. Now, what is a network? Well, a network, so what is a network? So basically a network is a set of one of two or more computers linked together for file sharing purposes. So what kind of a network are we talking about here? We're talking about a computer network in your house whereby your devices are interconnected and they can talk to each other. That is a network. In your office, whereby the devices in the office are the computer, the laptops, and whatnot, your smartphone devices can actually now communicate together. So that is a network. So there are two types of them. There's a local area whereby it's bound by geographically, by the geographical area it is in, and then a wide area network is not bound by geographical area networks, and that's where the internet comes in. Now it's your local area network connecting to a local area network in Dubai or somewhere else. So that is basically how the internet comes about, you know. So the internet is basically a bunch of networks coming together and creating one single network. And then how do we get to actually access information in this internet? Well, there are two things. There's a server and a client. So a server is actually a computer that serves a client. You remember we were talking about the two computers that are actually linked in a network and are sharing files. Well, the computer that serves the files is called the server, and the computer that receives the files or requests the files from the other computer is actually a client. So that's how we come to know. Those are the next very important components in the internet, the server and the client. So an example is that when you access Facebook, you are actually accessing servers that Facebook has that actually serve the information. So that's basically when you access Google, you are accessing a Google server. So that those are what servers and clients do in the network. So with that, we now get the sense of what the internet is. There's then what we call the World Wide Web. So this is where it gets really, 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 really interesting. So what is the World Wide Web and what does it do? Well, the World Wide Web, when most people think of the internet, the first thing that would probably come to their mind is the World Wide Web. Well, nowadays the internet and World Wide Web are often used interchangeably, but they're actually different. That's why we're covering them here. The internet is the physical network of computers all over the world. The World Wide Web is a virtual network of websites connected together by hyperlinks. So what can you do on the World Wide Web? Well, you can do a lot of things. First of all, you will need a browser. A browser is the one that actually helps you access servers and websites in the World Wide Web. So what can you do on the World Wide Web? Well, you can do quite a number and host of things. You can actually do podcasts like the one you're listening to right now. You can actually do streaming, Netflix, YouTube, Hulu. You can actually download files, a lot of files, MP3s, videos, whatever you want. You can actually send emails. You can actually do social media there as well, connect with your friends via social media, a lot of things. So that is the internet in a nutshell. Well, with the things it brings, we've seen jobs opening on the internet. We've seen people learning online on the internet. We've seen people striving a lot on the internet. So those are the components of the internet, what it does, what it do, the fun things we can do there. And on the next episode, we'll be talking more about what browsers are and what actually we can do with the things that they offer.